The Punter's Mate with Mark Braybrook and Chris Nelson for Racing Queensland.
And a very good morning. Friday rolls around again. The official start of the summer racing carnival. Queensland is racing. The action continues right across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. And thanks to Aquis, Australia's leading stallion facility. Chris Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. And how good is that? Spring, summer racing carnival, $20 million in prize money. 9 weeks of racing, Sunshine Coast this week, Gold Coast next week. Then we go back to Brisbane and we finish off with a couple of weeks at the Goldie.
It's, it does make your head spin that doesn't seem that long ago, we're talking about the winter racing carnival or even the autumn carnival. And here we are, the summer carnival. And yeah, it just... another example of how years just fly by.
Yes, the older you get, the quicker it goes. But look, it was Melbourne Cup Day just over 2 weeks ago, and here we are into the summer carnival.
Yeah, and look, I know you're going to go through your weekend forecast a little bit later, but having a look at some of the fields and some of the races and some of the horses racing on Saturday at the Sunny Coast, geez, there's some good races this weekend.
That Swiss Ace Plate with Zoo Style and Shooting for Gold and Garibaldi and The Move is just a terrific race to kick things off. Really is. And The market's been unbelievable. The market moves, and I'll mention that later on. Garibaldi especially has been off the map.
Well, the punters are obviously been listening. And
to you?
We've been talking about Garibaldi. You wanted to brush Garibaldi that many times is not funny, but
I think the latest mention of Garibaldi stay in that patient segment was he was back in the follow.
Yeah. Now, that was after of being in the
fold.
Forgive and the fold. So, right, what are your highlights from the last week?
Well, last Saturday, of course, we had a big day with the Keith Nowt at Doomben and Tony Gollan. He gets the number one gong. He trained the winner of the Keith Nowt. It's a fourth successive year he's trained the winner of that race. Of course, Tambo's Mate was the winner. He ran first and third with Baller clocking in third. And he had two other winners on the day. He had Lyrical Girl earlier on and Salatine, of course, for Steph Thornton, which was a terrific run sitting wide all the way. So Tony Gollan, highlight.
That was tough. And I sent you a text and you didn't reply.
I didn't understand what it meant.
What do you
mean?
It said
something about a trifecta.
Well, we spoke on this program last week.
Yes.
About the fact the Big Goodbye was in the same race. Salatine Steph was riding it. And Lauren Abbott, our trainer.
That's right. Now I remember.
And I was torn because... how does all three win? But hello.
Brixie got it.
Trifecta.
No, I didn't.
Trifecta.
I should have.
Yeah, so now,
okay, now I get
now
it.
You understand.
When we finish the show, I'll send you a response now.
We got one, two, three with Steph, Lauren, and the Big Goodbye. Yeah, so there you go.
Number two highlight, Ben Thompson's return on Wednesday. And, of course, he rode a winner there, Fetch, in race number 7. And the third...
he got a couple of minor placings,
He did. He had some good rides there. So and he's got some very good rides tomorrow at the Sunny Coast. My third highlight, the Brisbane Racing Club is now publishing jump outs on their website. Now, don't get too excited yet because they're only video and you don't know what horses are.
Does Heels know this yet?
No, I'm sure he doesn't, but he will. I'll wait until we get the names of the horses and we know which horses they are, then I'll tell Heels.
Oh, so at the moment it's just video, but you don't know
you sort of got to know what you're looking for, what heat number, what your horse's colours were. So the trainers are the ones that have to give the okay to release the horses' names in the jump outs. So we'll have
to
wait and see what happens
trials.
They are not official as trials are.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's a step because there's a lot of jump outs and they may as well be trials. They run the sort of the same way as trials and they're the same distances generally. So, once that gets up and running, that'll be another tool for the punters.
Okay, another thing for Hills to occupy his time with now that he's managing director of our racing league syndicate.
MD now, is he?
Well, I think he thinks he's sort of that, all-encompassing. He's in charge. So he's even organising jockeys and all that sort of stuff for horses.
Suppose he's the most famous of your group.
Well, potentially. I mean, Brixie's well-known. TikTok. I don't think Heels has been on TikTok as many million times as Brixie has been. Big news during the week as well, with Queensland Racing announcing increase in prize money for all three codes. The Thoroughbreds, a boost of $5.5 million. Greyhounds, we had Luke Gatehouse on with Patton Heels yesterday talking about their increase. $4.6 million increase.
Yep.
And the Harness Racing, they get an extra $800,000. And it's all relative to turnover.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not just the city racing, of course, it's grassroots as well. So a 2,000 boost in the Thoroughbreds for country TAB races. So that's good. It's being spread across the board.
Might get a new barbecue out of Capella Bar for you to
go
and have a steak sandwich or a hamburger when you go.
Yeah, I'll get there. Don't you worry.
So $5.5 million for Thoroughbreds, $4.6 million for greyhounds and 800 for the harness racing. Not only prize money, as you mentioned, but grassroots, but also facilities, et cetera, as well.
Exactly. So, yeah. Infrastructure.
Yeah. So a big announcement during the week from Queensland Racing, and an announcement yesterday with regards to vaccinations. I suppose racing coming into line with all the other sporting codes and sporting venues across Queensland.
Yeah, unvaccinated people will be locked out of the races in Queensland once the state's double jab rate reaches 80%, which is expected, of course, next month.
Mid-December? Mm. Yeah.
If not earlier.
Yeah, which will mean that the Magic Millions, for those going to the Magic Millions, they'll have to be double-vaxxed.
Yep.
And just any racing venue.
Any race meeting. Yep. Doesn't have to be a city one. It can be anywhere in Queensland.
Yep, and I would imagine that that'd be non-TAB meetings as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Speaking of which, today we've got Ipswich racing at Ipswich and Rocky, harness racing at Albion Park, greyhounds at Ippy as well. Tomorrow, Sunny Coast, Aquas Park, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Roma, Gympie, Claremont and Pentland, Albion Park for the harness, Ipswich and Townsville for the greyhounds. And speaking of Roma.
Yes, we'll be speaking to Peter Flynn, who is the vice president of the Roma Turf Club, just after 9 a.m. this morning. So we'll get an idea of what to expect at Roma tomorrow. Of course, it is a TAB meeting, so you will be able to watch those Roma races on Sky tomorrow, Mark.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I know you won't have a clue to the answer to.
Yeah?
What's name me one. Name me one of the two most famous people. Oh, there's a few famous people to come out of Roma. Name me the most famous person to come out of Roma.
Can you give me a clue?
Rugby league player.
Oh, well, I'm not going to know that. I won't know. You might as
you
well.
Will.
You might as well ask me anything else. No, I've got no idea.
Darren Lockyer is a Roma boy.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You would have heard. Arthur Beetson is from Roma as well. And I think Wally Fulton-Smith's from Roma as well.
Is there anyone else that came out of there that's not a rugby player?
A rugby league player?
Well, anything.
There might be rugby
players.
Could be
league, could be union.
There might be rugby players out of Roma. But Lockie, if you've been up to Toowoomba.
I have.
You go along the Darren Lockyer way. Okay. To get to Toowoomba now. So there you go. So
Lockie's
out of Roma. So we'll speak to Pete a little bit later in the program, because after the break, I'm going to speak to Chris Anderson, who's got some horses. I noticed Steph's riding one of his horses on the weekend.
Yeah, and I want to find out from Chris about Prophet and Ballistic Boy, where they're heading this campaign.
We'll take a break on The Punters Mate. It's all thanks to Aquas, Australia's leading standing facility, and Racing Queensland. Queensland is racing. Visit racingqueensland.com.au.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
Daryl from Kingaroy has been sending us a text here, Chris. Flash R, first emergency Ballarat Cup tomorrow. So fingers crossed for Maddie Wishart that she gets a ride.
Yeah,
she's had one ride in the months she's been down there with Flash R.
I've got something to ask you too, Mark. There's another famous person that came out of Roma.
Yeah.
And he's an actor and an amateur rugby league player. Probably more famous than any of the people that you mentioned earlier on.
An actor?
He's an actor on a long-running Channel 7 television show.
All right. Home and Away?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, you know, I was in a country practice.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was in a country practice. We'll
as
talk
what?
About that a bit.
What
do you think I was in a country? What do you mean?
As a
pot plant.
I don't remember you being in a country practice.
How
many episodes?
But anyway, our next guest.
How many episodes?
Two. Our next guest, two more than you. Our next guest is waiting patiently on the line and you're annoying him. Chris Anderson, good morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, I just want a job with you, Blake.
Well, talking dribble.
He didn't answer my question, Chris, about who was the actor.
Well, I don't watch Home and Away.
Well, you'll know. It doesn't matter. It's Ray Maher, Elf Stewart.
Oh, Ray, I've interviewed.
Oh, well, there you go.
And he loves
so
the continuous call team that I worked on. Yeah, I didn't know Ray was from Roma. So there you go. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
We've got to talk racing with you.
Wonderful. Listeners will love that little sure.
Really important information there, Chris. Now, Chris. I wanted to ask you, obviously you sent Ballistic Boy and Prophet around at the Sunshine Coast in that first trial behind We Own a Smart One on Tuesday morning. What did you take out of the trial for each runner?
Couldn't have been more pleased with both. Trialled just the way I wanted to see them trial. They'll both go to the Gold Coast. Obviously, it's the main meet next Saturday. Ballistic Boy will go to the Recognition. And we're just going to aim a little lower with Prophet. There's a nice set weight to Class 6 race there next Saturday, so we'll kick off him in that race and split him up.
And he's very good fresh. Of course, he won first up at Eagle Farm last campaign.
He did, with James McDonald on. And he can be a little bit of a tricky horse to catch on occasions. I understand that he can be a little bit frustrating for punters, but I'll warn them again. If you do your speed maps and there's no speed up front, he's always going to be a victim, this bloke, because he just needs to be ridden out the back and just given one last crack. And if he gets tempo, he's a very good winning chance. If he doesn't, obviously, he's going to find it a little bit tougher. So that's just him. And I guess horses that race that way are always going to be a touch susceptible.
Have you been on the phone? You've been on the phone to J-Max manager? Is he lined up for the ride next Saturday? Can we get him back up here?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? No, he's a freak, isn't he? Yeah. And I've only had him on one horse and on one win, so I might put the cue on the rack and just say I've got 100% strike rate with him.
Chris, I was talking to our Chris here at the top of the show about the depth of fields on Saturday or tomorrow at the Sunny Coast. I mean, this is the summer carnival. We're just getting into it, but geez, there's some good horses coming back and going around.
Oh, it's great. Now summer carnival, and credit to Racing Queensland, it just keeps getting more and more momentum. And look, luckily for us, there's not a huge amount of southern interest here at this stage, but I'm sure they're not far away. And as you guys know, we're building into the Magic Millions, and it's just a super time of year up here for racing, which obviously sees Magic Millions Day being grand final day for a lot of horses. And great time of year, and can't wait. Hopefully these borders continue to open, we can get the southerners up, and everyone can enjoy.
Now, Ballistic Boy, Chris, he had a short campaign. He had the two wins. Is he being aimed at the same race that he was basically given no chance in last year, earlier in the year, the race at the Gold Coast, the $1 million race, the 2400?
No, Chris, he's not. He's going to get weighted out of that. And, it was a tough watch that particular day. But it happens. That's racing. And we move on. But it was a bit of pill to swallow with sort of seeing him have the run in transit he did. But as I say, you cop it on the chin, you move forward. But no, mate, he's going to take a completely different pathway this time. In fact, there's an option for him to potentially get a Sydney second up. So we'll see how he goes first up, and we'll make a call closer to time. But, there's a Group 2 Villiers down there at Randwick, and it's over a mile. We've travelled him, to Sydney in the past. And, I think he could go down there, and I'm not saying he could go and win, but, geez, I reckon he could run a pretty bold race. And, that's the problem with him now. He's 103 rater, I think, and he's tricky to place. And look, with all due respect, sort of having him up here running in our features with sort of not great prize money on offer, I'd have to say, Chris, 70,000 to the winner. A lot of our cutest horses are running that sort of money on a Saturday. So, as I say, not being disrespectful, but I think he's a horse who can probably have a tilt at some better races in the south.
Well, he's in really good form. I mean, you look at the two wins, not last preparation, the prep before, and then, of course, he had that unlucky run. Well, he had two unlucky runs at the Gold Coast. The first one, there was no tempo in the Paradis race, and his run was very good. And then, of course, he was right off the track in the $1 million race, and he's come back and won the two last prep. So, really, he's won, four of his last six? Could have been five. Could have been six of his last six.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, he's a really handy horse, and, he's been a terrific horse for the stable. And, one of the options for him possibly, it's a little bit of left field, but, if he did get out of that staying race that he went in last year, he'd probably cop 61 kilos. We're not going to see that a mile and a half. So we possibly, if we don't go to the Villiers in Sydney, we'll probably keep him here and go to the Brisbane Handicap on the Friday. It's a Friday meet at Doomben.
Yep.
We could then give him a five-week break between, come back and focus on, there's a 1400 metre race on Magic Millions Day, of $1 million. So I guess next week the recognition's doing two things. It's seeing how well he goes at that track over that trip, and then that will open up a potential option to, as I say, see him back there Magic Millions Day on the back of the short freshen after he goes second up a mile.
Is Brad Stewart locked in as his rider?
No, Brad's suspended.
No,
so
if he's not suspended, that is?
I'll have to see what the Harrovian's doing. So
okay.
It was a really tricky one. Brad was supposed to ride him. The Harrovian, I think, had a blood pitcher that wasn't great,
yep.
So preventing him from going around last week. He's due to go to the recognition as well, I hear. I think Brad, he's been to Melbourne with the Harrovian, so he probably sticks there. And I think I've heard Noel Callow is going to ride the Harrovian first up. Jimmy Orman will ride Ballistic Boy, who's been on him before, trolled him, and has one on him as well.
Okay. We don't lose anything there with Jimmy Orman, that's for sure.
No, he's a great horseman. And Ballistic Boy is not the most simplistic horse to ride nor train. He's sometimes got a mind of his own. So having someone like Brad and Jimmy on, such an asset to us, that's for sure.
Now, you've got four runners down for the Sunshine Coast tomorrow. Two are dual acceptors, Minx Star and Madame Mo, also accepted at the Gold Coast. Can you give us your best of the four at any venue tomorrow?
Absolutely, I can. I'm going to give you Minx Star for race one at the Gold Coast. She'll come out. She'll do 12 of 12 in town tomorrow when I see her in town at the Sunshine Coast, but she'll come out of there with a bad gait and... she'll take the one gate at the Gold Coast with Jag Guthman on. And, yeah, look, she's a handy filly. I think she's got a future. I don't know how far she'll go, obviously. We'll know a lot more about her as she evolves. But she's done everything right. She's had a trial and a jump out. Yeah, I think she could certainly be, you know, a horse that, you know, we had a brief to go and buy from an owner, a pre-Christmas two-year-old, and we found her. And, yeah, look, we all live in hope at this time of year, don't we?
You do. So,
who knows, but, you know, the dream for her is still alive as far as the Magic Millions campaign is still concerned.
Chris, thanks very much for your time, mate. Good luck over the weekend and the carnival. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate. Chris. Chris Anderson there, one of our leading trainers here in southeast Queensland. Like most people, excited about the summer carnival. We better take a break because, speaking of Roma, we're heading to Roma very shortly because it's Roma Cup weekend and we'll speak with the Vice President. No, we're going to the Sunshine Coast first.
We're
doing
Sunny
Roma
Coast
afterwards.
Roma
Sunny
after
Coast first. We'll speak to the CEO of the Sunshine Coast Turf Club, John Mill.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
And thanks to Aquis, Australia's leading stallion facility. Well, it's going to be a cracking day weather-wise tomorrow around southeast Queensland, particularly on the Sunshine Coast. And one man I'm sure who's got a smile on his face because of that, and some great fields as well as the summer carnival officially kicks off. John Miller, the CEO of the Sunshine Coast Turf Club. Morning, John. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Looking forward to tomorrow, no doubt, and the weather will be brilliant.
Yeah, it's shaping that way, which is very nice when you're planning these big days to have some fine weather on your side.
It's a change, John. Usually it goes the other way, doesn't it?
Yes, Chris, we have had a talk earlier with our Calandra Cup meeting, but yeah, you get that when you're dealing with outdoor events, and we're just grateful we've got a beautiful weather forecast, and as you said, some great racing tomorrow.
What sort of crowd are we looking at tomorrow, John? What are you expecting?
We'd be hoping for around 2,500-3,000 people to come on board. So we've got some great bookings. Obviously, we're getting closer to the Christmas time and people are starting to organise functions and get-togethers for Christmas as well. So, it's we're looking at a good crowd.
Any particular activities on track tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got plenty of additional, I suppose, from the normal, you know, Sunday, Friday night meetings. We put a bit of extra entertainment and additional food and beverage outlets in the public area just to make sure there's plenty of opportunity for people who want to come along, enjoy the beautiful sunshine, watch the races out on the lawn or on the terrace area, and there's all the TAB betting facilities there for everyone to have a bet.
I would imagine too, John, a little bit of rain around yesterday, but soft five this morning with the weather the way it is, I would suggest that the track's going to be in almost perfect condition.
Yeah, shaping that way. So, talking to Murray Weeding, I think he thought we'd get to the good four, no problems. So, should be spot on for a great day's racing.
Should be, mate. Thanks very much for your time on a busy day. Much appreciated. And good luck tomorrow. Should be a cracking day's racing. Terrific races on the card.
Yep, thanks for all your support.
No worries.
Thanks,
John Miller there, the CEO of the Sunshine Coast Turf Club. Nine race program, and it is a soft five at the moment, but I would think
it'll be a good four.
Yeah, with no clouds forecast for tomorrow, a bit of breeze around.
Perfect.
It'll be perfect. We will take a break. Other side of the break, we've got Follow, Fold or Forgive. Peter Flynn, the Vice President of the Roma Turf Club, will be joining us as well. Got your tips for Toowoomba and your weekend forecast, and I think That's Magic is back.
But yes, it is back in a big way. And I might have
in
one for Roma.
Way. You might have a tip for
might
Roma.
Might have a tip for Roma. I know that surprises you, Mark, but might have a tip for Roma.
Extra work from
cup.
You always surprises. We'll take a break for the news. This is The Punter's Mate. It's all thanks to Racing Queensland. The action continues right across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
And Aquis, Australia's leading stallion facility, standing 16 well-credentialed stallions. Visit aquisfarm.com. April and Augusta, an update?
No update since Callie sent an update through about three or four weeks ago that she was back in pre-training and he was going fishing.
Okay.
Haven't heard anything since.
Well, I don't have time to update our 10 horses, so we'll leave that for another time.
But Lloyd Williams.
Yeah, but I can give you a little bit of an early that's magic if you want.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers, they've placed one of their players, Darion Daniels, on the injured reserve list. Mm. He was injured at practice on Wednesday. Dancing. Seriously, he got injured dancing at practice.
Okay, so he's
now on injured reserve. What are you doing dancing that hard that you can't play?
A few show ponies.
I know. So there you go. Be careful, those NRL blokes like Brian To'o, who does it before the game and in the dressing room and all that sort of stuff. You could find yourself in real trouble. And thank you, Daryl, for your email vis-a-vis Ray Maher and his time with Queensland Rugby. And, yeah, he went to school here in Brisbane as well, Ray. And I interviewed him when he was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which was a wonderful production at QPAC. And he's just stole the show. He comes on just before the end of the first act when the bus breaks down and the crowd went nuts as he walked on stage as well.
Seems to have been around for a long time.
He has. So he was in Home and Away, not to be confused with me, who was in a country practice.
Yeah.
Chris.
For two episodes.
Two more than you. Follow, fold or forgive. So taken.
Fold. Thought he had his chance last Saturday. He got 4.5 kilos off Kubrick. Kubrick went past him like he was standing still and he had conditions to suit. So for me, so taken, a definite fold. Put on the red light. Now, put on the red light was well fancied at Doomben last Saturday. Ryan Maloney rode. Now, I think we can forgive put on the red light. It was $1.90 shot. Went forward. Ryan Maloney got caught from the wide gate. I would definitely say the preference for the horse was to ride back as they did the start prior, but better to go forward than be stuck out wide. Ryan did the right thing, sat outside the leader and was run down late. I still think the run was a good one. Mimi Lagarde won the race. She's quite good. So we'll definitely forgive put on the red light. Palaya Pam was a nice return first up. Will be far better suited getting out over 1,200, 1,400 metres. Ran on nicely late. Wanted to hang in and lay in a bit down the straight under pressure. Take a lot of benefit from that. Salatine, I thought, was a really good win. Salatine sat three wide, no cover. Never easy to do, but put them away late. The closing sectionals were strong. Was far too good for those. I think we'll see Salatine running again at the Gold Coast next Saturday. So there's another follow. Baller for Steph was the run of the day in the Keith now. Baller sat back near last, got to the outside, absolutely flew home. Clearly was the quickest last 200 metres of the entire meeting. I think it was 11:14, something along those lines. He was a real eye catcher. He's the last one to put in there as a follow. So taken's a fold. Put on the red light, a forgive. Player Pan, Salatine, Baller, all follows.
Garibaldi?
Well, Garibaldi, he's
back.
He's been the level of huge support in the Swiss Ace Plate tomorrow. He opened up $11. He was $4, it was $5 pretty much the next day. Now he's into something like $3.90. There's been a stack of support for Garibaldi. So, well, someone thinks he's ready to go, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. Now, Roma, all eyes will be on Roma tomorrow. It's the Roma Cup. And as we were talking about before on the program, some of the greatest names in Australian sport have come out of Roma. Arthur Beetson, Darren Lockyer, Wally Fulton-Smith. And, of course, as you mentioned, Ray Maher is a Roma boy as well. And Peter Flynn is the vice president of the Roma Turf Club. And he's joining us now. Good morning, Peter. How are you? After all that, with our phones again all day. You there, Peter? No. Not working.
No joy.
Not working. Our phone system has been a debacle today, Chris.
Well, I can tell you all about Roma. Do you want me to tell you all about Roma tomorrow?
Yep. You got a tip for the cup.
I have got a tip for the cup. Now, there's 7 races at Roma tomorrow. The first race is at 1:07. The final race is at 4:57. And, of course, we go around on the sand at Roma. So there's going to be plenty of sand and whatever flying through the air. So I always say in those circumstances, you're better off being on the pace. The last thing you want to be stuck behind horses that are kicking up a heap of sand in your face. So always nice to be up on the speed. It is a TAB meeting, Roma Cup, so you'll be able to watch the Roma Cup and all the other races on Sky tomorrow and have a bet. You don't have to be on course to have a bet. You can have a bet at your local TAB. The Cup. Now, keep in mind, the Cup, race number 6, and the other race, the Country Stampede Qualifier on the race number 4. The winners of those two races go to Doomben on the 4th of December and run in the finals. Run in the finals of those races. So looking forward to that. Now the Cup, as I mentioned, the Cup race 6. I'm going here with number 12, Louis LaJoy. Now, he popped up in my black book yesterday. His last win or his last run was at Toowoomba a couple of weeks ago. Had no luck at all. He was strung up on the fence. But when he got some clear running, he finished off really strongly. Now, as I did say, I don't really like to be back in the field, but he has drawn 13. And maybe he get right to the outside away from all that kickback and sweep down the outside. So that's my tip. And I know you thought I wouldn't have one in the Roma Cup, Mark, but there you go. Race 6, number 12, Louis LaJoy for jockey Isabella Rabjones.
Okay, Roma Cup. We might take a break and see if we can get Peter up during the break. And also, we've got your tips for Toowoomba and a big day at the Sunny Coast as well on Saturday.
And that's magic.
And that's magic makes a long-awaited return as we head towards the end of 2021. This is The Punters, mate. It's all thanks to Racing Queensland. Queensland is racing. The action continues right across the Sunshine State this weekend. Visit racingqueensland.com.au and Aquis, Australia, Queensland's leading stallion facility, home to Pirata, Invader, Brave Smash, Dubious, Spieth.
Spieth.
Who actually, do you know that Jordan Spieth and his wife had a baby this morning?
I didn't
know
that.
Baby boy, yeah.
Congratulations.
A couple of hours
them.
Ago. So, yeah. So, Spieth, who is the father of April and Augusta.
Certainly is.
And Jordan Spieth is now a father as well. Visit aquasfarm.com.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
Mark Braybrook and Chris Nelson on this Friday morning. Queensland is racing action right across the Sunshine State, including, as we mentioned before, Roma Cup Day tomorrow. Arthur Beetson, Darren Lockyer, Wally Fulton-Smith, Ray Maher. Some of the big names to come out of Roma. So too, Peter Flynn, who's at the airport at the moment, working hard. Peter, the Vice President of the Roma Turf Club. Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Chris. How are you going?
How is Roma today?
Roma's buzzing at the moment. We've got planes everywhere, but certainly the Bassett Park complex is all in readiness for what is going to be a big day of racing at Bassett Park tomorrow afternoon, Roma Cup Day, yeah.
Peter, what sort of a crowd are you expecting for Roma Cup Day?
This year we'll be looking at around the 5,000 mark.
Wow.
In some years we do get up to, we have got up to 8,000 and 10,000. I guess with COVID and the social distancing, we took a decision earlier this year to go around the 5,000 to 6,000 mark, and look like we'll get that number no trouble at all.
And how many? What sort of percentage are locals, and what sort of percentage make it a weekend away and come from out of town?
I guess probably about half and half. What we have done in the past, we've tried to link up with the university finishing of the year and have the younger people come out to the Roma Cup. And the really younger people, the schoolies, they head away for the weekend. So it's, I reckon we're about half and half locals and visitors, yes.
How important is this meeting to the entire town? How much does the population swell over this weekend?
It's a massive boost to the economy of the town. And I guess just to give you some idea, we're racing for $175,000. We've got five local trainers and a couple of hobby trainers. So they're going to get the bulk of that $175,000, so that's going to go straight back into the economy anyway.
Yep. So what happens over the weekend? What are the festivities you have planned? When does all the action start? Tonight, is there functions and into the races?
Yeah, we have a Calcutta tonight, and that's one of our sponsors' venues, the Explorers Inn, and the Calcutta will, like the big good money for the favourite horses. And we've got Carl Rackerman as our guest speaker this evening.
The great man. The great man. Mocker. Yeah. That's great.
Mocker, that's him, yeah.
Yep. One of the great Queensland fast bowlers of all time.
Peter, it's a sand track, obviously, at Roma. Now, these races, obviously, are going to be on Sky Channel tomorrow, full TAB coverage. So there's going to be a lot of punters sitting at home having a bet. The circumference of the track and any sort of little things we should know about the track to help us find a winner?
It's a fairly small source of track. It's about 1,400 metres in circumference and a straight of about 250 metres. So what you invariably find is the jockeys set their horses alight at the back turn at about the 700-metre mark. And if you're not in the in the race between about the 700 and the 500, you have trouble getting into it.
And coming wide with a run, is that always good to avoid any kickback?
Well, with the sand track, there's not too much. We've had good rain, so I think it'll play very evenly over the race meeting tomorrow. Normally, the jockeys like to get to the centre because it is a little bit heavier sand on the inside, but I don't think that's going to be an issue tomorrow.
Have you got a tip, more importantly?
I guess as far as the cup goes, if you look at the weights, Tears of Love, which was placed behind Ligulator's favourite Coomalooba Bar Cup tomorrow in Brisbane last Saturday, you'd think Tears of Love would start the favourite and would be very hard to beat. But in the race, there's two horses. John Manselman's bringing a horse called Bernie's Tiger, which won at Moranbah by 11 lengths in one of the Country Cup qualifiers. And local trainer Ben Waldron's got a horse called Pallet. It won by 13.5 lengths at St George last Saturday. So obviously, Tears of Love will be the favourite, but could be touched out.
Carrying a bit of weight, though, Tears of Love, Peter?
That's right. Yeah, it is. But I guess as far as the ratings go, in comparison to the horses it's meeting, probably deserves to carry that weight.
Yeah. Well, mate, thanks very much for your time. I know you're really busy there at the airport and a big weekend of racing. Hope it all goes really well for you, and Mocker will be terrific. He's a wonderful man, Carl Rackerman. So thanks for your time and good luck for the weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chris, and thanks for supporting our race meeting.
Good on you. Peter Flynn there, who's the Vice President of the Roma Turf Club.
I've got to ask, on behalf of all of our listeners, why is he called Mocker?
Oh, I don't know. I've always just known him. Mocker's been his nickname. I'll have to ask Keels. I'll have to ask Mocker himself.
You might have to.
He works on. He has his own farm out west, and every time I see him, the first question always, have you had any rain? And most times it's been no, but I reckon they might have had a bit of late, which would be great, because the life of a farmer is tougher. And I remember one day he was telling me, and I was asking him about, Christmas time and get away for holidays and all that sort of stuff. And he's a very dry man, Mocker. He just said, the cows don't know it's Christmas Day.
Pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
Pretty much as well. And there was another great story of Carl's. He might even tell it at Roma. When John Buchanan was coaching Queensland and Alan Border was the captain, Buck decided they were all going to go and do rock climbing as part of a bonding session. And Carl refused to do it, just would not do it, and would not listen to anyone. They had no interest in doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And John Buchanan begged AB to go and speak to Carl and explain to him the situation. It's all about team bonding and all that sort of stuff. So AB went over and said to Carl, come on, mate, we're all doing it. It's team bonding. Come and join us in the rock climbing. And Carl, in his own country way, looked at AB, the godfather of Australian cricket, and said, Alan, do you reckon Sir Edmund Hillary had a net before he climbed Mount Everest? And AB just went, fair enough, and just walked away. And Carl did not do the rock climbing. But what a great comeback. You reckon Sir Edmund Hillary had a net before he climbed Mount Everest?
Very good.
Logic from only a country boy, logic that only a country boy can give. So there you go. Good luck to Peter and everyone the Roma Turf Club. Now, thanks to Aquis, Australia's leading stallion facility. What have we got for Toowoomba tomorrow, Chris?
Well, 9 races at Toowoomba this Saturday night. I think we kick off at about 4:34 in the afternoon. I'm going with race 2, number 6, Cobang. A little bit of extra distance this week I think will suit Cobang. So race 2, number 6. Race 6, number 2, Keep On Loving, whose last couple have been in town.
RAO Speedwagon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think back to Toowoomba can run very well. Number 2 in race 6, Keep On Loving You. And race 7, number 1, Zuma California. Zuma California was on debut at Toowoomba a few weeks ago. $41, won by 6 lengths.
Wow.
Won by 6 lengths. Didn't beat anything, but still won. And it could only win, and it did so very impressively. So I think can prove hard to beat once again. So we'll stick with Zuma California. So race 2, number 6. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 1.
Now, that Keep On Loving You, I'm just getting that race 6 number up, which is at 7:35.
You're looking for the breeding, eh?
No, because I know, having done The Darling Down Low, Paul Nolan.
Paul Nolan, yep.
He names all his horses after songs.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, like Don't Stop is...
which won the other day in
Dream
town?
Police, I think, is another one. So he names all his horses after songs. So there you go, yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Because I kept with Shane, this is another name of another song, another song, another song. And he said, yeah, he names them all after songs.
Interesting.
So there you go. So Keep On Loving You, REO Speedwagon. So race 6, number 2. Now, your weekend forecast for a big day. Do you want to do...
Let's do That's Magic. Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brixie hasn't got used to this. There we go. Oh, it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic. I think this is the first time we've had that since Brixie's been here. We finally found it. Jack had hidden it. We found it.
Yeah, but we brought it back, and we were going to do a run-up to Christmas of best-ofs.
Well, we
had
brought it back because we found the intro.
Of best-ofs, even. But look, we've had this particular horse on before. He didn't win. A strange named horse.
I think I know the one you're talking
about. Okay. Hails from Japan.
Yep.
Now, he won the other day at Tokyo race course, Tokyo City Kiba, which is how you pronounce it. But I thought, to add a bit of excitement, I'd go with the Japanese call of the actual race. So we've got about 11 seconds. Here we go. もももももももも、さらに外から追い込んでくるのは11番ショコラノワーレ、前は8番のスターブブーケ、外から1番のスモモモモモモモ追い込んでくる、1番のスモモモモモモモモ圧勝だ、今ゴールイン、スモモモモモモモモ鮮やかな勝ちっぷり。He's back. Oh, now he's a winner.
Sumomomomomomomo. I remember that one.
Brixie's looking very quizzical over there.
Now you know what you've been missing, Brixie.
That's
so
right.
We've got, what's today?
The Friday. 19,
yeah, 19. So 26, 3. Is it 26, 3?
Yeah, roughly. 10, 17, 20.
17. So we've got 4 weeks. So yep. over the next 4 weeks, before I go on holidays, mm-hmm. We're going to do the top four. That's magic from the year. Are we?
Okay. Is yeah, we should.
Yeah, no, that's well, we've discussed this before. What have you forgotten?
Can we have a poll?
No.
Who makes the decision on the best one? Or
well,
we just
you, because you're
favorites.
The only one that remembers what they are. Okay. Yeah. There's a couple that we'll discuss.
I know what your favourite is.
So the best four, we'll do our top four countdown heading into the last
your
4 weeks.
Your favourite's the Schnitty.
Well, I don't know. We've got to discuss it. Now, your weekend forecast for the Sunny Coast.
Sunny Coast tomorrow, as we've mentioned, a really good meeting. Plenty of interest around race one, number 8, Honey Pot. Tony Gollan trains. Steph Thornton will ride an unraced 2-year-old. She's had a trial at Deegan. She came sweeping down the outside, but it was only 650 metres. So there's always a little bit of a query, but gee, she put them away under no pressure whatsoever. She's since had a jump out, and she won the jump out from the front. So she's come from the back, and she's led second time around. So she's versatile. She's got an awkward draw, but these 1,000-metre races at the Sunshine Coast, they go straight, in a straight line to the turn. If they get some cover, no problems at all. You just don't want to be caught wide facing the breeze. And I'm sure Steph will be able to find some cover on Honey Pot. So I think at a short quote, she'll be able to kick us off with a winner in race one. Bit of value here. Race three, number 11, Quiet Michael, Chris Waller and Luke Dittman. Two runs back from a break. He needs distance. I was sort of waiting till he got to 2,000 metres. This is 1,800, but the big track and the fact the opposition are not strong suggest he's got a really good chance, and not the only one tipping him. He was 18s. He's into about $14 now, which is still a good price. Have something each way, race three, number 11, Quiet Michael. I can see him getting to the outside, running on strongly in the straight. Race six, number 1, Miss Hipstar for Kelly Schweder. First up from a break, unbeaten 2 from 2 fresh. Perfect gate to either lead or trail the speed. 2 off for Leah Kilner. We're down to 57. That's a winnable weight. And I liked her trial recently too. She sat 3 wide, no cover, did all the work, and just coasted past them late to win that trial. So race 6, number 1. I'm not going to tip you anything in the Swiss Ace play. It's just such a great race and a very competitive race. The market will be so crucial as you get closer to race time. I have tipped Zoo Style, but I'm scared stiff of shooting for gold. And obviously the money's come for Garibaldi. So we'll just watch and see there. I do think Ligulate will win. Race 8, number 1, Cody Morgan and Andrew Mellion was a winner at Eagle Farm 2 weeks ago. Bounced well, found a good spot, never going to lose. Needs to do the same tomorrow because there's not a lot of speed in this race. Don't want to see him back in the last few. The 1,600 metres, though, is right up his alley. He won at 1,500 last time. So I think he'll prove very hard to beat too. But he is the best of the day for me. Race 8, number 1, Ligulate. He's around $3.
That was I was going to ask you about the Swiss Ace Plate because there are some cracking horses. We've got Shooting for Gold, which we've been following for some time. What's that one? Its last 3. The Move has won its last 4, I think it is. And then we've got Zoo Style coming back. As you mentioned before, Boomtown Lass with Chris Anderson as well.
Garibaldi
from a break as well.
Totally Charms, a really good horse.
Another
from the O'Day
one.
Stable
yeah.
as well, O'Day
yeah.
Boysted.
Yeah.
She just gets back though, or he gets back. So, and Steph generally does ride him, but she's on the move. So many things can happen in this race. I mean, Zeus Style is such a classy type, very good fresh, very fast. He crosses to the fence, which he should. He's going to take plenty of running down. If he doesn't, some issue with him at all, then it becomes very, very open.
What about a trifecta? Shooting for Gold, The Move, and Garibaldi.
Were you leaving out Zeus Style?
Yes, because Shooting for Gold, Boris Thornton. The Move, Stephanie Thornton. Garibaldi, Ben Thompson.
Yeah.
So there's your...
So I'm going to get another trifecta. Text tomorrow afternoon. If they
no,
won.
I won't, because I'm at my daughter's engagement party tomorrow afternoon. So
I'll text you then.
I might text you, just to annoy you anyway. But yeah, no, terrific, terrific. And then you've got Sam Collett on Needorp, which is not a bad horse either.
Yeah, can't wait for Sam Collett to ride her first winner. That'll kick her along nicely. I've got one for the Goldie if you've got time.
For Aquas Park, yeah, Gold Coast, yep.
Race four.
We've got time, yeah.
Race four, number one, Ambitious Spirit. Another one for Tony Gollan. Real eye catcher at the Sunshine Coast on debut a couple of weeks ago. 1,200 metres now, perfect for him. And he's drawn gate one for Georgie Cartwright. So he'll get a good run. $4 in the paper. Gee, that'd be a nice gift if you got $4. I'd say I'd be lucky to get half that price, but you never know.
So those Sunny Coast tips again for us?
Sunny Coast tips were race one, number eight, Honeypot. Race three, number 11, Quiet Michael, each way at the good price. Race six, number one, Miss Hipstar. Race eight, number one, Ligulate. On a day where there's just so many good races. Really good card. Even Chamaton in the last, I think, has got a terrific chance too for Steph.
Okay. Now, Daryl's been back on the text, Chris, with regards to Mocha and where he got it from.
Yep.
So Carl Rackerman used to turn up to training when he came from the bush for Queensland wearing moccasins. So he got the nickname Mocha.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
So and simple, some of these nicknames,
they are. So, and what a player. As good a, maybe he's a better bloke than he was a player, and he was an outstanding player. Now, if you can Google it somewhere, somehow, I haven't been able to find it yet, but if someone can find it, there was a run out that Mocha was involved in that was one of the funniest run outs. It was a one-day match at the Gabba many, many moons ago, and it was telecast by Nine or whatever. It is one of the funniest run-outs you'll ever see.
He wasn't a very good batsman, was he?
No, he wasn't.
He was ordinary.
He wasn't,
yeah.
And he was an even worse runner between wickets. So if you can find that, I'd love to see that. So there we go. That is all we have time for. Terrific day's racing tomorrow at the Sunny Coast. Racing at Ipswich today as well.
Big day.
We'll be back next Friday morning with another edition of the Punter's Mate, and we'll talk to you. You'll be on SEN track stations right across the weekend, and back with Pat and Heels on Tuesday morning. Thanks very much for your company. Queensland is racing. The action continues right across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. And thanks to Aquas, Australia's leading standing facility, that is the Punter's Mate.